This week's sponsor is the Hallmark Channel. This holiday season, the Hallmark Channel and the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel will be premiering 27 new movies. That's right, 27 new movies. That's more than one a week for the second half of 2018. These 27 movies will range from the heroic and heartfelt to the heartfelt and heroic. Look for two movies starring Ralph Macchio and Ally Sheedy. The first one has Ralph as a heartbroken vet and Ally as a lonely dog owner whose pet gets ill. Then, a week later, Ally is a lonely vet home from the front lines for the holidays visiting her adult children when one of them falls ill. And don't miss movie 20, Will Wheaton beaming up to your cable box in a real-life inspired movie of a prince who finds love with a troll in an online video game. And one more sneak peek of movie 15, Princess for the Holidays, as Justine Bateman plays an overworked ad exec who is too busy for the holidays and love. And there's Meredith Baxter Burney as well, and Valerie Bertinelli. Why not? So remember, that's 27 new movies this year from the Hallmark channel.
What? Stop the fake commercial. We gotta cut it. I just found out Hallmark is actually making 34 movies.
What?
There's no point of trying to make a joke about it because it's just a ridiculous amount of movies.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Cut to the show.
Cause I've seen Porky's 27 times this week on my cable TV.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You have nothing to say about this one. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cable TV from Dare to Be Stupid. June 18th, 1985.
Yeah.
Good year. Stylish parody, original. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's sort of Elton John Hercules.
Yep. A little bit of Randy Newman.
Randy Newman-ish. I'm not a big understanding of the Randy Newman thing. Piano and but he doesn't, I mean, he definitely doesn't try to do Elton John's voice.
No.
And so that's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, not weird, but it's like that makes it harder to understand the connection.
Yeah.
And then Randy Newman to me is a very specific thing.
Yeah.
And this doesn't feel like
Not like vocally at all, but like I can see the piano kind of like a little bit of like, I Love L.A. a little bit.
Okay.
So I would definitely
say Randy Newman plays the piano, and there's piano in this song. It's like, sure.
Sure. It's more Elton John, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that one. I could hear that from Hercules by Elton John is what it says online. It's a style parody of Main.
And that's from the Weird Al Wikipedia.
Yes.
Or the wiki, and it says that John actually confirmed that.
Yep. So there you go.
So hey, as long as John's confirmed it, if you're wondering who's playing piano on this, it's Sonny Burke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sonny Burke. Mm-hmm. Who is he? She?
I don't know. I didn't have a chance to do that. I was too busy looking up other people.
Okay. Whatever.
The other people are what we'll talk about a little bit.
Okay.
In a little bit, because that's actually what
now.
A little bit. No, not now.
Teaser.
Not quite yet. Yeah.
Okay.
Teaser. What do you think of the song overall?
It's good musically. It's never been one of my very favorites. It's definitely dated. Very, very dated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's couch potato, but Elton John instead.
Yeah. I mean,
which is weird
because
Elton John and Eminem sang a song together on the Academy Awards or MTV or something.
Sure.
Elton John played Dido's part from Stan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was good. But yeah, I never really got that until I read it on Wiki. Like, okay, I can kind of hear that. I like Elton John. I'm big into him. Like, okay, I can hear that now. I never really knew the song Hercules. That one I had missed. It's not one of his greatest hits, but I had never heard that song until I listened. Like, okay, I can hear that. But it's just one of those songs. It's like, it's there. It's in the catalog. I'll listen to it. It's got a good beat. It's musically, you know, his band is fantastic. They don't have very many misses. But the song itself is just, meh, I don't know. Nothing great.
Well, and one of the first things that Weird Al ever learned to play on the accordion was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the entire album.
Right.
So that's...
Is this on that?
That's what I was checking.
I don't believe it is, but I could be wrong. It's been a long time since I heard that whole album. Probably since I was maybe six. So if it was on there, I don't remember.
No, it's not on that. Just looked it up.
That'd be kind of weird.
But here's another interesting fact that I did not know. Hercules is his middle name.
Elton John's?
Sir Elton Hercules John.
Isn't it Reginald?
No.
Yeah. Well, his actual real name is Reginald.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but his made-up middle name is is Hercules?
That's what it says here.
Sure.
He was born Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Right.
But yeah, Hercules is his new middle name.
Not many people give themselves new names bother to fill in the middle name, too.
There you go.
Sure. Well, there Hercules, you go.
No, it doesn't spell anything.
No. Elton Hercules John.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir.
Especially with sir. You could get like a four-letter word in there.
Yeah, you could, but you don't.
You don't. Well, when you end with John, it's really... J is a real hard...
Sage. Sage. It spells Sage.
He could be Sedge. Is it like SETI, which is the search for intelligent life kind of thing? But he would be Jay, so he's like the next one higher. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Instead of STI, SETI, he's SETJ. And so he'd be like, there's, but no, I know, but
if he had not chosen Hercules, he could have been Titan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. both Greek god references. I like it.
There you go.
I like it. Okay.
Yep. So what do you got about this song?
That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I enjoy this song, but it definitely...
It's a toe-tapper.
It's been done better. The subject matter has been done better
but
than him.
But this is his first, I think, his first foray into this, I guess, trope. Yeah.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of Isle thing, in the sense that you're like, he's trying to get into a couple of things, but the first time it just doesn't work either. The Isle thing was like sort of rap and it didn't really work. This sort of is this weird middle, like, because we even talked about it with Isle thing. We're like, well, that was about the time that he stopped doing, even though this is before Isle thing, stopped doing like individual TV shows and moved on to like generic TV shows.
Right,
and,
right.
And this is sort of the beginning of generic TV shows, but not rap. Like there's this weird combination between it, you know, we do this song, which is Elton John, but multiple TV shows. Then we do a rap that's not great about one TV show. And then he does Couch Potato, which is a rap about multiple TV shows and works really well. And then can't watch that between those.
Yeah, but this is different because I need to read the lyrics again, but I don't believe there's any actual TV shows in this.
Yeah, there is. Actual TV shows. I know there's at least a movie mentioned.
He names a bunch of random concepts for channels and weird stuff that would be on those channels, like midget wrestling. And he does say, I think, something about Looney Tunes, but...
So lyric-wise.
Yeah.
Technically, Mr. Wizard is the name of a TV show, I think.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Wizard, that's
right. Bugs Bunny, but you're right. Yeah, you're Bugs right. Bunny. He doesn't really get into...
It's all generic concepts. You know, Stock Report and Korean and, midget wrestling, I said, and,
Yeah,
celebrity hockey. No, you're right. Ball channel.
He doesn't go into the
It's more about
Twin
like
Peaks and the stuff that he does,
like
with
stretching for content that there was implied for when they had a whole whopping 85 channels. Like, what are you gonna do with all these channels? What can you possibly put on them? 85 whole channels. You had to have the celebrity hockey channel, and now it's like, you wouldn't even pay for only 85 channels now.
It's
like
83 channels.
I'm sorry, 83 channels. Now it's like, that's like the free basic
package. Well, and that's one of the things. It's like cable TV is so a while ago.
Exactly.
Now
like
hundreds
of channels.
Only
83 channels. Now we have like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Which brings us up to one of the more interesting. He got satellite TV for the trunk of his car.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, then you're not getting cable TV technically. No. Technically, you just got satellite TV.
Yeah, exactly. I always thought it was an odd lyric too. Like, well, okay. Technically, yeah, it's not the same thing unless you like a very, very long cable attached to the satellite, and that would limit your, driving distance.
The only thing I can remember, the thing that I keep coming back to is Crocodile Dundee, and he has got the limo, and the limo driver rips off the antenna on the back and like uses it as a boomerang to like knock over a guy who's like running away. Yeah, like that was cool.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that for some reason that it's on the trunk, it totally reminds me of that scene.
Yeah, there you go.
So anything else lyrically about this that you like? I don't know. It's dare to be stupid.
Favorite,
it's kind of old, but what's your favorite?
Well, actually it is. Now that I had said there's nothing specific, there is something specific. My favorite line, but they're just jealous. Cause I've seen Porky's 27 times this week. Cause he names, 27.
This is off the same album as, the theme song.
Yeah, I know. Why can't neither one of us think of these things when we have the time? This is the life.
This is the life, which used 27 in the video. Yep. So yeah, this is the beginning of 27.
I think so. Yeah,
this is the other beginning of 27. Yep. There's also I Like a Surgeon that used 27.
Yep.
So that's that, and that was going to be my line.
Yeah.
Just because it's like,
It's the best line.
It's a reference. Yeah, you know what
there
I mean?
You
like,
go.
It's it, and it wasn't even really a reference at the time.
Is this the first reference, like in the song? You said "Like a Surgeon" was the first in the video, right?
Yeah, I think this is one of the earliest in song references of 27. So like, it wasn't even actually a reference at the time, but just like, but it became a reference later. So
there you go. Yeah, that's our favorite lyric. Both of us, we have a tie.
Song. I mean, Racquetball Channel is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And like Bugs Bunny direct from Atlanta, I think makes a lot of
the
sense.
TBS so
like
references?
Yeah, or like owned by, who owns Looney Tunes, you know, kind
Turner.
Of thing. Turner, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was TBS was the channel that showed Looney Tunes all the time.
Okay.
Direct from Atlanta.
Yeah. Exactly. And then Cartoon Network came around after that. But this is Dare to Be Stupid. This is 1985. Nobody heard of Cartoon Network.
It wasn't around.
Which is a cable TV channel.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
that's it, pretty much.
That's it. I mean,
I don't know.
It's not horrible, but it's not great.
There's nothing
amazing about it.
No, that's really, it's just like a place filler for me. Just one of those songs. Like, if I'm wanting to, you know, get through the disc, I'll skip it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ratings.
Sure. This one, it's not as terrible as Toothless People.
No,
that's
it's
pretty
not
terrible.
As terrible as Toothless People.
So, yeah,
I agree with that.
It's better than Don't Wear Those Shoes. So I will give this a 2.
I'm going to give it a 2.5, actually.
All right.
But I agree with you 100%. Like, it's not as horrible as those others. I think you got to do this without looking at the sheet, so you can't go, okay, it's
better. I know.
Than this.
I normally don't do that, but since it's right in front of me and it was on the same page, like, I can see the other ones there. It's better than those ones.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
But no, I was like, yeah, 2 sounds about right for this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to get into a little bit more information about this song, one of the backing vocals is provided by the Waters sisters.
Okay.
Okay. And that is, Julia and Maxine.
Okay.
Okay. They can be, they
I've heard
did
of
this
those.
Song.
I've heard of those
We've
names.
Talked about them yes, once or okay. twice before. And, their brothers, Owen and Luther, sang on I Was Only Kidding.
Okay.
Backing vocals.
Nice.
Now that group, the Waters sisters and their brothers are all
name.
Part of group. Yeah. No, I'm just okay. The two of them and the group as a whole.
Waters
have done a lot of background singing. Okay, they sang background on the theme The Jeffersons.
Oh wow!
On
nice.
Thriller, on You Lost That Loving Feeling, on The Bodyguard soundtrack.
Wow.
They did. They sang as background for Paul Simon's famous Central Park show.
Wow.
They've done hundreds and they're like studio musicians,
nice.
Basically.
Yeah.
They've done all sorts of crazy stuff.
Have they ever worked with Earth, Wind, and Fire?
I think so.
They
probably.
Should. Earth, Wind, Fire, and Waters.
Oh!
I just blew your mind.
That is amazing. That's the one thing that's
the
been
elements.
Missing the whole time.
The elements,
right?
Yeah. Earth, Wind, Fire with Waters.
Okay, I'm going to put the show on pause for a second. I want to see if that's one of the things. I couldn't find anything right away, but that would be awesome.
They missed an opportunity there if they haven't.
They also did some Disney soundtracks.
Oh, yeah.
Lion King, Hercules.
Yeah. All around.
Yep, exactly. And the one of the more interesting things they were talking about, I saw an interview with them talking about a movie they were in, which we'll talk about in a moment. But they also did some of the effects for Avatar.
Yeah.
So not only are they doing background vocals,
uh-huh.
they're also doing like wind and birds and nature sounds in addition to that.
Interesting.
As part of the like ambiance of Avatar.
That's
so
cool.
Like, it's cool. It's really cool.
A talented family there.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Now, three of them, Owen and the two ladies, I forgot their name, Julia and Maxine are all in 20 Feet from Stardom.
Okay.
Which is the documentary about backup singers.
Oh, okay.
And it won awards and everything a couple years ago. And they were two of the people featured in that movie.
Okay.
I don't think they were the like the first five or whatever, but like they were definitely in that movie and they actually gave interviews and stuff.
Cool.
And they're really cool. They seem like really cool people.
Right on.
So they amazing people. Like it's sort of like the when you hear about like that famous like guitarist or somebody or like a saxophonist who's played on like all these Motown hits kind of thing. These are those type of people, but like as singers instead of instrument players.
There's a congressman named Maxine Waters, I think. That's it's not her. That name. Yeah. It's not her. I'm like, I know that name. What is that from? She's a congressman.
Yeah, senator. That's not her.
Okay, I didn't think so. Like, that'd be kind of weird if she was.
That would be weird.
Anyways.
All right. Well, that's the end of this.
That is it.
Nice quick little bit for you. Hopefully you're at work already.
Hopefully you've gotten your drive time.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Usually we get the drive time forward and backwards for somebody, but
usually that's a quick
But this is like, this is only one way maybe.
Yeah. It's usually one way for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyways.
Thanks for listening. This is you can get a hold of us on We're All Yankovics at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yep.
And call us up. Call us up at 302.
We haven't gotten a call in a while.
Weird.
Say and, anything. Let us know.
Say anything.
Yeah. Sing the song or talk about the movie. Say anything. Yeah.
Or the band. Say anything.
I think. Is there a song called Say Anything? I think.
Maybe. Say anything. Maybe.
I don't know. Whatever. Just tell us something.
We don't know anything
we
about it.
We want to hear your voice. Not just your text messages and stuff.
Twitter. And Facebook. Messages. Join Facebook. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. We have lots of fun conversations.
The
there,
tour stuff is really blowing up.
Oh my gosh. Good times. Yep.
All right.
Oh, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.